So I am a movement chauvinist. I believe movement is the most important function of the brain. Does anyone tell you that's not true? Now, if movement is so important, how well are we doing understanding how the brain controls movement? And the answer is we're doing extremely poorly. It's a very hard problem. But we can look at how well we're doing by thinking about how well we're doing building machines which can do what humans can do. Think about the game of chess. How well are we doing determining what piece to move where? If we pit Garry Kasparov here when he's not in jail against IBM's Deep Blue, well, the answer is IBM's Deep Blue will occasionally win. And I think if IBM's Deep Blue played probably anyone in this room, it would win every time. That problem is solved. What about the problem of picking up a chess piece, dexterously manipulating it, and putting it back down on the board? If we pit a five-year-old child's dexterity against the best robots of today, the answer is very simple. The child wins easily. There's no competition at all. Now, why is that top problem so easy and the bottom problem so hard? One reason is a very smart five-year-old could tell you the algorithm for that top problem, look at all possible moves to the end of the game, and choose the one that makes you win. So it's a very simple algorithm. Now, of course, there are a lot of moves, but with fast computers and some approximations, we come close to the optimal solution. When it comes to being dexterous, it's not even clear what the algorithm is you have to solve to be dexterous. And we'll see you have to both perceive and act on the world, which has a lot of problems.